Ani, and welcome to Bombsida, an Aboriginal news magazine program that features news, current affairs, a focus on community and culture, spotlights on entertainment and great tunes, and every flavor from Aboriginal artists. I'm your host, Jennifer Ashwasage. For your Labor Day weekend, Bombsida highlights Women of Song. We'll hear great tunes from Aboriginal women in the music industry, and we'll get right into that music right after the news. Here's your national Aboriginal news. Neskatanga First Nation is continuing its fight in the Ring of Fire in Northern Ontario. The First Nation is fighting the construction of a road in the wake of an Ontario Mining Commission court decision that upholds the community's right to consultation. In a media release, the community states the Ontario Mining Commission court handed down a decision on a case that had involved Neskatanga First Nation last week. The community had hoped the decision would prevent Cliffs Natural Resources from building a road or rail line across the Attawapiskat River to the proposed mining site. However, the commission determined that their decision only concerns whether Canada Chrome should have to share the surface rights of the proposed easement with Cliffs Natural Resources and thus does not affect Neskatanga's interest. Chief Peter Munias says the decision is both good and bad for the community. He says while the commission won't stop the road construction to the mine site, it has acknowledged that the First Nation has a right to be consulted. The community now vows to stop any construction through their traditional territory until there's proper consultation and until a joint review panel environmental assessment takes place. In Alberta, the Athabasca Chipewyan First Nation is not impressed with the province's Lower Athabasca Regional Plan. According to the Canadian Press, the plan creates new conservation zones but allows existing conventional oil and natural gas wells to continue to operate in those areas. Chief Alan Adam says First Nation feedback wasn't respected in the plan.
Well, the way the land use framework that was developed over a number of years was that the Alberta government consulted with First Nations in the area, but haven't taken too much of the First Nations input into consideration on their plan. Basically, what they've done is that they've consulted us and they put it on record that we've consulted with the First Nations and we've done our part. Now we're just going to move on with the plan.
The plan increases protected habitat for threatened woodland caribou by prohibiting energy and forestry activity in the Dillon River Conservation Region. Adam says protected zones aren't good enough, and he says they wanted co-management in some areas. He also says the plan limits members from moving around freely to hunt and fish, which is against treaty rights. Adam says they'll be looking at their options, including legal action or putting up roadblocks. A small group of people from the community of Saugeen First Nation in northwestern Ontario have been walking to Ottawa. According to CBC, they're walking to Ottawa in an effort to gain equal rights for First Nations people who live off reserve. Darlene Nican said they're walking as homeless, impoverished people, camping out on the way because they can't afford rooms. Nican and a few others from the community built a house for an elder this past spring, and she says it'll take millions more from Ottawa to house people. In her community alone, she says 10 other families are also in need of homes. Nican says those people are living off reserve in Savant Lake next door to Saugeen First Nation, often in small makeshift shacks. Nican also says years of writing letters to Indian Affairs haven't proved successful, and she hopes the walk to Ottawa will prove First Nations are dedicated to finding and being part of the solution. The group hopes to be in Ottawa by the end of September. Residents in the Northwest Territories will be able to access a new housing fund. The Northwest Territories Housing Fund Corporation has just announced a transitional rent supplement program to take effect September 1st. After reviewing the shelter policy, Minister Robert McLeod said in a media release that many people were slipping through the cracks. They were people who don't qualify for public housing but still struggle with housing costs. He says the program will address housing challenges for the working poor and will give them the help they need to get ahead and move into home ownership. The Anishinaabeyaski Nation hosted a food emporium. Over 80 food actionists attended the third annual event. The aim of the event is to connect individuals from across Nan Territory in order to collectively address food system challenges and build a food sovereign community. In a statement, Grand Chief Harvey Yesno said building food sovereignty is an important element of protecting their way of life and addressing many of the health and economic issues affecting First Nation communities. He adds the foundation of the Nan's food system will always be traditional foods harvested from forests and fresh waters. The event was held in Thunder Bay from August 28th to the 30th. Google Maps has put a tiny hamlet in the Arctic archipelago on its map. Google Street View teams went through Cambridge Bay last week. Residents there were excited about the visit and ability to highlight their community. Canoe.ca reports the Inuit community helped map the street, buildings, roads, rivers, and lakes to the Google Map of the region. St. Mary's River First Nation in New Brunswick is beautifying an overpass in the community. Local artists and youth are painting a mural with Aboriginal art to cover up hateful and racist graffiti. Community planner Alan Polches Jr. says the mural will showcase culture. He told CBC that visually, the culture is not seen all that much other than the annual powwow in June, and the mural will also promote pride in the community. And that's your National Aboriginal News.
Trust you with all of my time. forest tries. His trembling hands are clenching tight, excitement in his eyes. The old man starts to tell him of a journey just like this. 140 years before he'd lost himself in this same myth. And the
Susan Aglukkaq is a woman who needs no introduction, and you just heard Shamaya from her CD This Child, and before that was Citizens of the World from her CD Blood Red Earth. This is your long weekend special highlighting Aboriginal women musicians. We're going to hear a few tracks from Healing Jane by Kimberly Dawn. This is a very special CD because she collaborated with a woman named Jane Chartrand, who had worked at Prison for Women in Kingston, Ontario, when it was still running. Jane had a lot of weight on her shoulders about her experiences working there and what she saw the Aboriginal women who were incarcerated go through. So she wrote songs, and she asked Kimberly to perform them. It was a go right from the start for Kimberly, who says, "Healing Jane is a powerful, truthful expression of healing CD." So first we'll start off with Bone Digger, and then Woman to Woman, followed by Songs of Courage.
Bone digger, we will erase you. Bone digger.
many years, too many tears. How long has it been since I loved that person? Emotional scars from long ago still haven't healed. We're wrecked again. I said to her, we need to talk. I need to listen. We need to find just what I'm missing. We need to see her. I'll talk to the mirror, woman to woman. Here, take my hand, just make a stand. Don't you succumb when the memories come flooding. Go to a place safe in your mind. Draw on the strength you have inside. I said to her, we need to talk. I need to listen. We need to find just what I'm missing. We need to see her. I'll talk to the mirror, woman to woman. The woman in the mirror and the one deep inside have a chance when the demons subside. We need to talk. I need to listen. We need to find just what I'm missing. We need to see her. I'll talk to the mirror, woman to woman. We need to see her. I'll talk to the mirror, woman to woman. Me of a voice that was precious and so rare. She reached our troubled people with a message crystal clear. She came from way up in the north. She was shining like a star, leading us by her example, showing us who we are. Child spirits fill the air. Northern rose that is so rare. Her voice gives wings to all our words. Songs of courage we have heard. The eagles watch from way up high. Her songs lift them in the air. See them circle as they listen. Our respect for her they share. Grass purifies the air with tobacco, cedar, sage. Medicines of our people strengthen us on our way. Child spirits fill the air. A northern rose that is so rare. A voice gives wings to all our words. Songs of courage we have heard. The child spirits fill. A northern rose that is so rare. Her voice gives wings to all our words. Songs of courage we have heard. Thank you.
Now we'll hear from Elizabeth Hill. So here's the title track from Love That Strong, followed by 30 Years of Tears.
He was lonely, she was sad. They had everything they needed, but that was all that they had. He wanted love, she wanted more. And when they met, they fit together like the ocean to the shore. He sang sweet music, she made him smile. Like sunlight on the water, they danced mile after mile. Their love grew stronger as days flew by. And love that strong can't go wrong. Love that strong carries on. Love that strong has a way of eagles when they fly. Dive deep in love, if you fly high enough, you'll make dreams come true to life. Love that's strong has the way of eagles when they
from a long time ago,
Oh, I got these tears from a long time ago, and I need to cry 30 years or so. These are tears from a long time ago.
Oh, darling, say unto me, now where have you been all my lifetime? Well, I have been swimming the seven side sea. Fair women have thrown me a lifeline, and I just pulled them in to the water's dark green. I'd have warned them, but I didn't know. But these are tears from a long time ago. I got these tears from a long time ago. And I need to cry 30 years or so. These are tears from a long time ago.
Tears for mistakes,
but never these tears that surround me.
Alone in a place with a lifetime to trace and a heartbeat that tells me it's so. These are tears from a long time ago. Oh, I got these tears from a long time ago, and I need to cry 30 years or so. These are tears from a long time ago. These are tears from a long time ago. These are tears from a long time ago.
This Labor Day weekend, we've been listening to tunes from very talented Aboriginal women artists. We've already heard from the likes of Kimberly Dawn, Susan Aglukark, and Elizabeth Hill. Now, we'll turn to Osini, a trio of Aboriginal women based in Manitoba. Here's Northern Lights.
My Dinah Wowniti.
Jenny Lauzon is a very diverse artist and is involved in music and theater. And here's a cut from her CD, Thirst. It's Real Res Blues. And then we'll hear A Lifetime Ago from Shakti Hayes.
It is up
again. There are memories and reasons why she left the way she did. Oh, the childhood I remember and the things she said. When she needed a friend, you were there, someone to lean on without a care. A friend from a long time ago, it seems so long. Friend from a lifetime ago, it seems so long. There were times, I suppose, that would make her cry. Surrounded by the black sheep, when she was the only white sheep kind. At first, she was blinded by the loyalty to stay behind. But her dreams and what could be would make her want to cross those lines. When she needed a friend, you were there, someone to lean on without a care. Oh, friend from a long time ago, seems so long. Friend from a lifetime ago, seems so long. She needed a friend, you were there, someone to lean on without a care. Oh, friend from a long time ago, it seems so long.
We have time for one more quick song, so here it is, Arlette with Indian Auntie.
a simple trust and a gentle touch, they carry her along. Generous and funny, she always had a joke and a story. She knew her rights and where she was from. Dancing in the prairie sun, she helped me along. She threw a party in the teepee. There was lots of food and everybody came. My beautiful Indian auntie, she came singing across the prairie. She welcomed me home. My kind Indian auntie, when she was young, she could dance to fancy. Dancing across the prairie, she welcomed me home. Red is the color of her vision. Red is the color of her skin. She opens up her door. She always welcomes you in.
Listening to Bomsida with Jennifer Ashwasige. Bomsida is an Aboriginal news magazine program which includes current affairs, arts and entertainment in a cross genre of music from Aboriginal artists. Bomsida means walking together in the Anishinaabe language. Music for the program is courtesy of Burnt Project One. If you have comments or story ideas, visit my website at bomsida.com. That's B-A-M-O-S-E-D-A. And thanks for listening to Bomsida.